Good morning. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 6 a.m. Central Time update on Tropical Storm Harvey. Harvey has gotten better organized overnight. In the satellite imagery, we've seen an increase in the shower and thunderstorm activity near the center. Right now, the storm is located about 370 miles southeast of Port Mansfield, Texas, with maximum sustained winds of 45 miles per hour. Harvey's moving off toward the north right now at about 10 miles per hour. But over the next couple of days, we expect Harvey to move more northwestward and approach the Texas coast on Friday. We now have a hurricane warning in effect from Port Mansfield up to Matagorda, with a tropical storm warning from Matagorda to High Island and south of Port Mansfield to the mouth of the Rio Grande. We also have a storm surge warning that's now in effect for the Texas coast from Port Mansfield up to San Luis Pass. And the storm surge warning is new this year. That means that there's a danger of life-threatening inundation from storm surge that's expected somewhere in that warning area within the next 36 hours. So we encourage everybody in the storm surge warning area to prepare and to heed any advice from your local officials today. Today is going to be the day to get ready for the storm. We're expecting tropical storm conditions to first arrive within the hurricane warning area early on Friday, with hurricane conditions expected somewhere in the warning area by late Friday or Friday night. Another big hazard from Harvey is going to be very, very heavy rainfall. We're expecting a very slow motion near the Texas coast and through the weekend, as Harvey is basically going to stall and meander around in the vicinity of southeastern Texas. We're expecting very heavy rainfall amounts along the Texas coast, where we could see widespread totals of 10 to 15 inches in this region here along the central and eastern Texas coast. And we could have isolated amounts as high as 25 inches in some areas. And this could really cause some life-threatening flooding conditions. So you'll want to pay attention to any flood watches and warnings that are issued, and any advice from your local officials regarding that threat. This is Mike Brennan from the National Hurricane Center with the latest update on Harvey.